News: the incoming U.S. administration may scale back plans for sweeping tariffs has hit the U.S. dollar over the past 24 hours. Trump has since denied this news, saying his tariff policy will not be pared back, though the markets are still a little suspicious. Of course, the price action is already understandable when considering just how strong the buck has been of late. The euro got an added boost from some sticky German inflation data the other day, while the Canadian dollar has been feeling better after Prime Minister Trudeau announced his plans to resign. Earlier today, we got more verbal intervention around yen weakness, though this didn't really have any impact. Elsewhere, the Australian and New Zealand dollars have been feeling better about the news that the PBOC, NDRC, and China's MOF will hold a briefing tomorrow to boost consumer demand. Looking ahead, we get Eurozone, German, and UK construction PMIs, Eurozone inflation and unemployment, Canada trade, US trade, Canada IV PMIs, US ISM services, and JOLTS job openings. That's all for now.